Boiler types. Cast iron vs. condensing. The practical differences between a traditional cast iron non-condensing boiler and a modern condensing mod con boiler. How each handles flue gas. Why return water temperature matters. Efficiency. Condensate. And what each one needs to live a long life. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. There are two big families of gas/oil hot water boilers you'll meet in the field. The old school cast iron non-condensing boiler and the modern condensing boiler, often called a mod con, when it also modulates. They both heat water, but they handle the byproducts of combustion completely differently, and that difference drives almost everything. Efficiency, venting, return water rules, and how you maintain them. Get this distinction straight and you'll stop making the #1 boiler mistake, treating a condensing boiler like a cast iron one or vice versa. How it works, when you burn natural gas, one of the products is water vapor in the flue gas. That vapor carries a chunk of energy latent heat. What you do with that vapor is the whole story. Cast iron slash non-condensing boiler. A heavy iron heat exchanger heats the water, and the flue gases, still hot and still carrying their water vapor, go up the chimney. The boiler deliberately keeps its surfaces hot enough that the flue gas never condenses inside it, because if water condensed on cast iron it would corrode and rust it out. You're throwing the latent heat up the flue on purpose to protect the metal. That caps efficiency in the low to mid 80s% a few range. These boilers are simple, tough, and last a long time when run hot. Condensing boiler. A corrosion-resistant heat exchanger, typically stainless or aluminum, is designed to pull the flue gas temperature so low that the water vapor condenses out and gives up its latent heat into the water. That's the deficiency jump. High 80s to upper 90s% a few. The catch. Condensing only happens when the return water is cool enough to drop the flue gas below its dew point around the mid-130s degrees flue gas dew point for natural gas. Cool return water equals condensing equals high efficiency. Hot return water equals it runs like an expensive non-condensing boiler. That condensation is mildly acidic, so a condensing boiler has a condensate drain and the flue gas is cool enough to vent with plastic pipe PVC/CPVC/ polypropylene perlisting instead of a masonry chimney. In the field, how to tell which one you're looking at. Condensate drain present, a tube/trap dribbling water from the boiler equals condensing. No condensate drain equals non-condensing. Vent material. Plastic vent often sidewall, two pipes for sealed combustion equals condensing. Metal vent into a chimney equals non-condensing. Weight and build. Big heavy cast sections equals cast iron. Compact wall hung or light cabinet with a circulator and a fancy control equals usually a mod con. Control. A simple aquastat equals old cast iron. A modulating control with outdoor reset, display, and fault codes equals mod con. What each one needs from you. Cast iron. Keep it running hot and protect it from cold return water. Systems with low temp loads, big radiant slabs, large water volume need protection mixing/bypass so cold return doesn't shock and condense inside the iron. Condensing. Keep the return water cool to stay in condensing mode. Outdoor reset helps a lot. Keep the condensate trap and neutralizer clear, and keep the secondary heat exchanger and condensate passages clean. A plugged condensate trap will fault or flood it. Normal values and targets. Cast iron slash non-condensing a few, roughly low to mid 80s%. Designed to run with return water kept above condensing temps, may call for return water no colder than about 130 to 140 degrees to avoid sustained condensation on the iron. Condensing a few, high 80s to upper 90s%. Condenses best when return water is below about 130 degrees. The lower the return temp, the higher the efficiency. Flue gas dew point natural gas. Around the mid-130s degrees. Below that, vapor condenses. That's the line that separates the two modes. Outdoor reset target. Condensing boilers commonly use outdoor reset to lower supply and therefore return temps in mild weather, holding the unit in condensing mode and improving comfort. Always verify the specific boiler's minimum return temp, vent listing, and reset settings against its rating plate and the design. These are representative numbers. Common faults and what they mean. Condensing boiler isn't efficient slash gas bills high. Return water is too hot to condense. No outdoor reset. Oversized emitters, temps, or a primary slash secondary piping issue feeding hot water straight back. It's running non-condensing. Condensate leak, fault, or boiler locking out. Plugged condensate trap slash line. Frozen condensate line. Or full neutralizer. Cool flue products have nowhere to go. Cast iron boiler rotting slash leaking from the bottom. Sustained condensation inside the iron, usually from chronically cold return water on a low temp or high-volume system with no protection. The fix is system protection, not just a new section. ModCon short cycling, oversized for the load or piping that doesn't let it modulate down, lots of ignitions, hard on it. Sooting/poor combustion either type, combustion air or burner problem, verify with a combustion analyzer. Tech tips and gotchas. A condensing boiler that never sees cool return water is just an expensive 84% boiler. If a customer upgraded to high efficiency and the bills didn't drop, check return temps and whether outdoor reset is actually set up. Don't starve a cast iron boiler's return temp. Bolting a big cold radiant slab onto an old cast iron boiler without a mixing/bypass strategy will condense and corrode it from the inside. Protect the return. Condensate is acidic. It can eat floor drains and concrete over time. A neutralizer cartridge protects the drain and is required in some jurisdictions. Check and service it. Condensate lines freeze. A condensing boiler venting/draining through an unconditioned space can freeze its condensate line in a cold snap and lock out. Route and protect it. Two pipes vs. one. Sealed combustion condensing units pull combustion air from outside through a second pipe. If you find one capped or disconnected, that's a combustion air problem, not extra pipe. Safety/code notes. Vent only with the material the unit is listed for. Condensing appliance venting plastic and non-condensing venting metal/masonry are not interchangeable. Follow the appropriate venting category per the mechanical/fuel gas code. Combustion air provisions follow the applicable code. Sealed combustion units have specific intake requirements. Condensate disposal and neutralization where required follows the applicable plumbing/mechanical code. Don't dump acidic condensate where it's prohibited. All combustion appliances. Verify safe combustion and test for CO. Never defeat the relief valve or low water cutoff.